Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving us your valuable association. And today we are reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 24, 125 onwards. Welcome everyone in the mid-morning japa session and Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Mataji, please take over the call, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for joining us. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada. We are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 24. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabudhutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishubhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Bancha kalpataru vyascha kripa sindhu vayeva cha patita nam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 24, the 61 explanations of the Atmarama verse, starting from the text number 125. Aho Mahatman Bahudosha Dushta Yaikena Bhatya Isha Bhavo Gunena Sat Sangamakhena Sukhavahena Hiradhya na yena krisha mumuksha. Word for word meaning, Aho maha atman, O great devotee, bahu dosha dushta, infected with varieties of material disease or attachment. Api, although ekena with one, bhati shines, esha this, bhava birth, in this material world, gunena, with a good quality, sat sangama akhena, known as association with devotees, sukha abhavena, which brings about happiness, krita, made, adhya, now, na, our, yena, by which, krisha, insignificant. Mumuksha, the desire for liberation. Translation, O great learned devotee, although there are many faults in this material world, there is one good opportunity, the association with devotees. Such association brings about great happiness. Due to this good quality, our strong desire to achieve liberation by merging into the Brahman effulgence has become weakened. Purport. This is a quotation from the Hari Bhakti Sudha Dayo. So in this section we are hearing about the importance of association of bona fide devotees of Krishna. This association is so potent that we develop Krishna Bhakti very swiftly. We achieve Prema Bhakti very swiftly if we know how to take association of the pure devotees. If we know how to accept the process given by the pure devotees, the acharyas. That's the main point, how to take advantage, full advantage of the association of the devotees. So in this verse particularly, we are hearing about the importance or benefits of the association of the bona fide devotees. As we know, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, we heard about the glories of the association of the devotees. Krishna Bhakti Janma Mulo Hai Sadhu Sangha. From the association of Sadhu Sangha, we get the Krishna Bhakti. Bhakti begins with the mercy of a devotee. Begins means it fructifies. In the Atma, the Bhakti Lata Beej is already there. And when Srila Gurudev specially empower us by the initiation, at the time of initiation, that seed starts to grow. Of course, we ourselves have to water the Bhakti Lata Beej. Regularly we have to water. What is the process of watering the Bhakti Lata Beej? Shravanam Kirtanam. Regular. Atma is a part and parcel of Krishna. So Krishna Bhakti is dormant, latent, means already there. So it is impossible for anyone to become completely atheist, because the seed is there inside, right? But the Gyanis, by the cultivation of dry knowledge, they make their heart so hard that the bhakti beej cannot sprout. That's the point. Shushka Gyanam. So, actually, in this section, the text number 121 to 144, in this chapter, we are hearing about the moksha kangshis. As we know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining or analyzing the verse Atmarama, right? And that nirgranthaapi, nirgrantha means liberated, or the muktas, or mokshakangshi. So mukta, as we know in this section, we are hearing about the mokshakangshis. Mokshakangshis means those who desire impersonal liberation. Impersonal liberation means their goal is to merge into the effulgence of Krishna in the Brahma Jyoti. Merging, that is impersonal liberation. So gradually we'll see that the mokshakangshis are of three types. One is mumukshu, another is jivanmukta, another is prapta swarupa. Mumukshu means desiring to be liberated. and they perform bhakti later when they come in contact with the devotees. Jivan Mukta already liberated in the life, and Prapta Swarupa, self-realized, or Brahman realized. So today's verse is, you know, Mumuksha, the Mumuksha or Mumuksha's goal, that is, you know, we heard from the previous verse that Shei Shabero Sadhu Sange Guno Spurayo Krishna Bhajana Karayo Mumuksha Charayo. If those who are attached to demigod worship fortunately associate with the devotees, their dormant devotional service and appreciation of the Lord's qualities gradually awaken. In this way, they also engage in Krishna's devotional service and give up the desire for liberation and desire to merge into the existence of impersonal Brahman. So they give up this, in that, you know, verse we understand, they give up the desire for impersonal liberation. Then what do? They start Krishna Bhakti. Ultimately, all we have to come to this platform of bhakti. Either jnani or yogi or karmi, of course, bhaktas, they are already into that path. So jnanis also come ultimately. Jnanis means generally impersonals, we mean. So they also come ultimately. They accept the bhakti marga. They also come. So here one verse from Hari Bhakti Shuddhodaya. Shuddhodaya we are hearing. Let's try to understand the verse itself. That it's Aho Mahatman Bahudosha Dushta. O great learned devotees, although there are many faults in this material world, yes, we always discuss about the faults of this material world, right? So many faults. Kalor Doshi Nije Nidheraj and Astihi Ek Mahan Guna. Means so many, it's the ocean of faults, and so many faults. Unlimited faults, we all know. But one goon is there. Kirtana Deva Krishnasta Mukta Sangha Param Brajeta. Here he has said, almost similar. There is one good opportunity is so valuable opportunity that other faults are like very less important. If we realize the value of this opportunity, what is that? The association of devotees. And in the association of devotees, what do we do? Krishna Kirtana. Kirtanat Eva Krishnas. We perform Krishna Kirtan, Krishna Bhajan. So we accept the devotional service to Krishna. So Sadhu Sangahar, Krishna Bhakti, Janmamul, the root cause of Krishna Bhakti is association of the devotees. Such association brings about great happiness. So when we think of the faults of this in this material world, at the same time we should also think of the greatest good fortune we have, the good opportunity, one good opportunity. And it's all about we need. This opportunity we only need. Opportunity. What that? What is that? Association with you. See, the ISKCON is creating this association with the devotees. Association of the devotees. So anyone and everyone can come and attain the association of the devotees. In the association of devotees, Krishna Kirtanam happens, takes place, right? Krishna Katha, topics of Krishna, hearing, chanting, right? From there, our bhakti begins. And bhakti flourishes. such association brings about great happiness. So that's why it is so important to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. That means increasing devotees' association, giving everyone the access or opportunity for achieving the good fortune and happiness. Due to this good quality, our strong desire means that the other desires, all types of desires, including the impersonal liberation, means desire for to achieve liberation by merging into the Brahman effulgence, has become weakened. Means it becomes completely eradicated actually. All the abhilashas become zero. It becomes, and if the devotee becomes anya abhilashita shunyam, no other abhilash except performing the devotional service. One abhilash only remains in the heart to perform bhakti. Other abhilashas all become zero. Anya abhilashita shunyam. Only one abhilash. Abhilash means desire to perform devotional service. And little earlier we also heard about those, you know, importance or glories of sadhu sangha, that is in the text number 97, right? Sadhu sangha kripa kiva krishnira kripai kamadi dushanga chari shuddha bhakti pai. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already said that. So it's the time to remind ourselves again to appreciate the sadhu sangha that we every day we get, right? Whether it is online sadhu sangha or personal, personal sadhu sangha, physical sadhu sangha in the temple, local temple or anywhere. So 97, the translation is, one is elevated to the platform of devotional service by the mercy of a Vaishnava, the bona fide spiritual master, and by the special mercy of Krishna. On that platform, one gives up all material desires and the association of unwanted people. Thus, one is elevated to the platform of pure devotional service. Today, I was just meditating on that point. You know, bona fide spiritual master's association, instruction is very important. Tomorrow is our Guru Maharaj's auspicious Vyasa Puja Day. Guru Maharaj Srila Bhaktacharu Swami Maharaj. Appearance Day is tomorrow. So this important verse is very, very much realized today. Yes, I am realizing this, the value of spiritual master's presence in life, his instructions, his association, Vaishnava's mercy. These things are priceless gifts from Krishna actually. Kripa. This is real mercy from God. Generally people appreciate if some material desires are fulfilled or if we get some material facilities, then we thank Lord profusely. Thank you, Lord, for giving me so much material comforts, material facilities. That is not real mercy. This real mercy is giving the opportunity to associate with the devotees. Kripa, sadhu, sangha, kripa. Kripa, or Krishna kripa, or Guru kripa, Bhakta kripa, mercy. And also in the text number 104 in this chapter, we heard, sadhu sangha krishna kripa bhaktir shabhav ei tine sab charai kore krishne bhav. Association with a devotee, the mercy of Krishna, and the nature of devotional service help one to give up all undesirable association and gradually attain elevation to the platform of love of Godhead. So we should stick to this point, right? Naturally, we will give up all other desires and undesirable association. So here present verse is that the jnanis, they give up this desire to achieve liberation. They begin bhakti. So going to the next, 126, narodero sange shaunukadi munigano mumuksha charaya koila krishnero bhajano. Some example has been given now that a mumuksha had forgotten the desire for liberation, impersonal liberation, and started bhakti. Who did? Shaunaka Rishi and other great sages, by the association of great saint Narada. When you read Srimad Bhagavatam, we get Narada Muni's association, because we remember immediately by the merciful instruction of Sri Narada Muni, Vyasadeva wrote this Amala Puran, right? Nigama Kalpatarur Galita Phalam. This Srimad Bhagavatam was written by the instruction of Sri Narada Muni. We cannot forget. And by Narada Muni's association, many, many personalities received pure bhakti. So, few examples. Shaunaka and other great sages gave up the desire for liberation. They were mokshakangshi, and they were trying to achieve impersonal liberation. They ultimately engaged in Krishna's devotional service. Devotional service is the goal of life. That brings Krishna to us, unite us with Krishna. Bhakti. Bhakti. Bhakti is the topmost activity of the soul. Bhakti. So, 127, Krishnero darshane karo Krishnero kripay mumuksha chariya gune bhaje tarupay. Simply by meeting Krishna or receiving Krishna's special favor, one can give up the desire for liberation. Being attracted by the transcendental qualities of Krishna, one can engage in his service. Wonderful point. Wonderful point Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making again and again and again. Here are 3 points we are understanding. 3 elements. Simply by meeting Krishna, one, or receiving Krishna's special favor, and they become attracted, means the before, actually I was remembering that one, Krishna Kripa, Sadhu Sangha Kripa, and Bhakti Kripa, 3 things are required for engaging ourselves into pure bhakti. So here Mahaprabhu is making, simply by meeting Krishna or receiving Krishna's special favor, kripa. This kripa shakti is very, very potent. And special kripa shakti we are receiving from Mahaprabhu. At this time, Mahaprabhu's kripa, who is Krishna himself, is mostly freely given and most potent. We all need this life-saving kripa. This kripa, Mahaprabhu's kripa, Krishna kripa. Krishna's special favor is now in the form of Mahaprabhu's kripa. That is, what is the kripa? Harinam Sankirtan. Where we are allowed to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, this is Krishna's special kripa and special favor. Unbelievable, inconceivable. This holy name is infused with pure sentiment of love of Godhead. And Mahaprabhu himself also chanted and gave everyone liberally. Means everyone, whoever chants attentively with the remembrance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, he will definitely achieve Krishna Bhakti or Krishna Prema Bhakti. Simply when meeting Krishna, we meet Krishna where? In the temple, or when we come before the deity form or picture form or holy name. Holy name means we interact with Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra means we interact with Krishna. When you perform archanam, with personal service, when you render personal service to our deities, that is we are interacting with Krishna personally. And we get Krishna's special favor. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, all are bhakti, Navavida bhakti. Means special way we are interacting with Krishna, exchanging our love with Krishna, offering our love to Krishna. One can give up the desire for liberation, because in the Shushka Jnani, dry impersonalist, their heart becomes so hard by discussing only dry knowledge, that bhakti lata bij, which is in the form of seed in the heart, cannot get the chance to fructify. So devotees' mercy is important. Means by seeing the devotees are so happily engaged in Krishna's service, they start their life of devotion, life of service begin. Life of service begins with the association of devotees. Being attracted to the transcendental qualities of Krishna, one can engage in the service. Meaning the association of Krishna, what we hear? The Krishna topics of Krishna, Krishna Katha, that attracts. Because they are of same identity. Krishna, Krishna Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela, Dham are of same identity. Krishna, all are Krishna. So, the qualities when we hear, the pastimes we hear, that also attracts. Now, 128, Asmin Sukha Ghana Murtau Param Atmani Vrishni Pattane Spurati Atma Ramataya Atma Ramatayami Britha Gato Bato Chiram Kala. Word for word meaning Asmin, when this Sukha Ghana Murtau, form of complete happiness, Parama Atmani, the Supreme Person, Vrishni Pattane, in Dwarka Dhamma, Spurati exists, Atma Ramo Taya, by the process of cultivating Brahman realization. May my Vritha uselessly, Gata wasted, Bata alas, what can I say, Chiram, for a long time, Kala, time. Translation. In the Dwarka Dhamma, I am being attracted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is personified spiritual bliss. Simply by seeing Him, I am feeling great happiness. Oh, I have wasted so much time trying to become self-realized through impersonal cultivation. This is a cause for lamentation. This verse is found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.1.34. It says, once upon a time Mukshakangshi Mahatma went to Dwarka Dham, and there he saw Shri Krishna, the absolute truth, complete absolute truth. Absolute truth means absolute person, Shri Krishna. And Shri Krishna can be realized in other two forms also, like Paramatma and Brahman. So when he saw Krishna, he became immediately attracted, because he was pursuing self-realization. So that means the person has left the bodily platform and already situated in the spiritual platform, transcendental platform, naturally, immediately attracted. Some bhakti was there, so he was attracted. He came to Dwarka Dham and he saw Krishna, he was attracted. Krishna was personified spiritual bliss. Krishna means bliss. So when we come before Krishna, we see the smiling face of Krishna, our all sorrows evaporate. We forget any other misery, all the miseries, we forget. And we keep on seeing smiling, beautiful face of Krishna. And inside we feel satisfaction, joy, spiritual bliss, because he is personified spiritual bliss. Simply by seeing him, I am feeling great happiness. Means the seeing Krishna's smiling face. I am feeling so much assurance from Krishna. Whenever there is anxiety or any worry in our heart, if you come before Krishna and see his beautiful smiling face, immediately we get so much relief from stress, from worry, from anxiety, and we feel peace in the heart. We feel great happiness. Krishna's form, Krishna are none different, same identity. So here he said, oh, I have wasted so much time. So he was lamenting, the Mahatma was lamenting, saying, I have wasted so much time trying to become self-realized through impersonal cultivation. But we are also trying to become self-realized through personal cultivation by engaging ourselves the pure devotional service to Krishna. Our process is this. This is a cause for lamentation, that the person was lamenting. That was the reason for his lamentation. It's a right cause, because Krishna bhakti so joyful, susukham kartum avayam. Rajavidya rajaguyam pavitram idam uttamam prataksha abhagamam dharmyam susukham kartum apayam. Krishna bhakti is Rajavidya, king of all education, Rajaguyam, as well as king of all confidential knowledge. Rarely a very fortunate soul comes to this path, bhakti marga. Very fortunate soul comes. Krishna Kripa we are hearing again and again. Bhakta Kripa we are hearing again and again. Krishna Kripa and Bhakta Kripa can do miracle. No one knows when a person will become a pure devotee, turn into a pure devotee. Nobody can guess. today a person may be very hard-hearted, atheist, or worshipper of demigod, or impersonalist, but we never know tomorrow what will happen. By Krishna Kripa, anything can happen. By Bhakta Kripa, anything can happen. Atma is already a Bhakta. For the time being, the Atma is displaying opposite quality, not being fully Bhakta. The seed of Bhakti is always there inside. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, already there in the soul. Only for the time being means, as long as we are in this material existence, means we have forgotten. Right? If we remember, then we are aloof from the material existence. We are transcendental. Means a devotee is always situated transcendentally. He doesn't live in this material nature. He lives in Krishna. And Krishna Bhakti is su sukham kartum abhayam. It can be done very joyfully. And it is inexhaustible, eternal function of the soul. And pavitram idam uttamam is the highest, best activity, the soul. Supremely auspicious and very purifying and pure. And pratyaksha abhagamam dharmyam. One can directly perceive Krishna everywhere, in the heart, in the self, outside. Now Krishna gives that access by seeing our sincerity. When we fully give ourselves to the process, bhakti process, then we can experience Krishna, and we taste Krishna Bhakti Ras. That is the meaning of achieving Krishna Pada Padma. Achieving Krishna Pada Padma means when we taste Bhakti Ras, Krishna Prema Asvadana, Anandam Budhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Asvadanam. Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prema Ras can be tasted, experienced, relished. Because Krishna is the Akhila Rasa Amrita Murti Rasa. Well, so Bhakti Rasa is supreme pleasure for the soul. We can achieve. And it is susukham, joyfully can be performed because it's natural, inherent quality of the soul. It's not foreign to the soul. Other things are foreign to the soul, external. And in the Bhagavad Gita also we know that our source is para prakriti, right? In the 7th chapter we heard, right? Krishna says, I have two prakriti. One is apara prakriti and another is para prakriti. Inferior nature and superior nature. And earth, water, air, fire, ether, and mind, intelligence, and ego, they are the 8 elements of the apara prakriti. But our source is not there, right? Our source is para prakriti. So those things are not there in the soul, the false ego, the material mind, the material intelligence. So when you understand what is our source, from where we came from Krishna's spiritual nature. So we are composed of spiritual quality, not other quality. We do not have any, the soul has no connection with the matter, means earth, no connection with the earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, no connection. Because source is para prakriti. Paraprakriti means a loving relationship with Krishna. Mahatmanam stu mam partha daibim prakritim ashrit. The jiva's natural shelter is daivim prakriti, para prakriti. And Srimati Radharani is known as daivim prakriti. And this material nature is known as apara prakriti or jara prakriti, inferior. That is not our shelter. So naturally, Atma, when realizes the truth, with the facts, tattva, naturally gives up the lower platform, comes to the higher platform, right? As soon as he realizes the relationship with Krishna, Krishna with Krishna's paraprakriti, we are emanations of Krishna, so natural relationship is there. And naturally they pursue, and it is very joyfully done. So sukham means it can be practiced very joyfully. There's no stress in it. Wrongly we think that spiritual life is very stressful life. Actually, spiritual life is most joyful, natural, blissful life. So sukham kartum abhayam. So ultimately everyone comes to this platform of pure bhakti. Pure bhakti gives us the peace or joy for which we are hankering or we are longing for. So that's the point. And let's see 129. Jivan mukta aneko shei dui bhedo jani. Bhakti jivan mukta jnane jivan mukta. Money. There are many people who are liberated even in this lifetime. Some are liberated by discharging devotional service, and others are liberated through the philosophical speculative process. So now we are seeing that we understood that mumukshus, about the mumukshus, how do they start, begin their devotional service? By the association. And they give up desire for liberation. And what is the example? Shanak and the other rishis. By the merciful association of Narada, they took up bhakti. And they experienced great happiness. What Krishna also spoke in Bhagavad Gita. Great happiness is there. Brahma samsparsham sukham akshayam ashnute. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, when we come in touch with Supreme Brahman Krishna, one can experience inexhaustible bliss. Sukham akshayam ashnute. Bahya sparshesu asaktatma bindati atmani yat sukham sa brahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute. So when our consciousness is projected inward, when our consciousness is projected towards Krishna, service to Krishna, then we experience boundless joy. Because we get in touch with the personification of bliss. And if our consciousness is projected towards material nature, that is earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, intelligence and ego, then we experience suffering. Because that is the foreign for the soul. So, Mahaprabhu speaking that, now, we are hearing about the two kinds of jivan mukta, liberated in this life. One is bhakti jivan mukta, another is jnani jivan mukta. So two has some difference. Jivan mukta, we are liberated in this life. Translation: there are many people who are liberated even in this lifetime. Some are liberated by discharging devotional service, and others are liberated through the philosophical speculative process. Here is they accept, not actually liberated. Means two kinds of people who are liberated even in this lifetime. In bhakti, one, another is gyan. But gyan mani, it's like we understand that they are liberated. Gyan, a person liberated in this lifetime following the process of philosophical speculation. So, how is that? We can understand a little bit. The next. 130. Bhaktiya jivan mukto gunakrishto huya krishna bhaje. Shushko gyane jivan mukto aparathe adhomaje. Those who are liberated by devotional service become more and more attracted by the transcendental qualities of Krishna. Thus they engage in his service. Those who are liberated by the speculative process eventually fall down again due to offensive activities. So actually they don't get the liberation. They fall down. Means they remain bound up. Bound up means they become stuck in the effulgence, Brahma Jyoti. Complete liberation is not there because it's against the constitutional position of the soul. Constitutional position of the soul is rendering service to the Lord. Natural. It's natural quality of the soul. So as in the previous verse, like 129, Mahaprabhu speaking, the two types of Jivan Muktas. So one Jivan Mukta is known as Bhakti Jivan Mukta, means liberated by rendering devotional service, they become attracted to Krishna's qualities and engage in his service. This is the proof that we understand that they are Jivan Mukta, because they are attracted. They are attracted with the qualities, Krishna's qualities. Attraction has been awakened. Natural attraction. See, this attraction is the proof. Natural strong attraction is the proof that he is liberated. He has no attraction for home and hearth, hearth and home, means attraction for the material nature. He has the attraction for Krishna. By Krishna's qualities, he is attracted. And Jnani Jivan Mukta, liberated through philosophical speculation, they fall down eventually due to offensive activity. Means they think they are liberated. Mani. They think they are liberated. Jnanis, they consider that they are liberated already. But what's the proof? Are they attracted to Krishna? No. There's no attraction for other things, no rasa. When they go to the Brahma Jyoti, there's no rasa, no pleasure, no ananda. So they cannot stay there. They come down. Because we are pleasure-seeking entities, right? Without pleasure, enjoyment, we cannot live. If we do not get any pleasure anywhere, we cannot live. Behind any activities, we have that driving force, right? That we get pleasure, some type of satisfaction we get, pleasure we get, rasa. So, in the Brahma Jyoti, by being there, stuck, merging there, there's no pleasure. Just I'm existing. That kind of thing is there. So they come down, they fall down. That is the offensive activity because they are not engaged in the constitutional activity. Constitutional activity of the soul is rendering service to Krishna. Natural, inherent quality of a soul is this. Just like liquidity to water means natural. Natural quality of the water is to become liquidity. The sweetness of sugar, natural quality. The natural quality of the soul is to render devotional service and be attracted to the with the qualities of Krishna. That's the point. And so, one verse has been quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, a very famous verse. Mahaprabhu used to, Srila Prabhupada used to quote this verse many, many times in his lecture. He quoted this verse many, many times. Yeyanne aravindaksha vimuktamaninas tvai astabhavad avishuddha budhaya aruya krichena parampadam tataha patanti adhanadrita yusmadangrahaya. 131. Yea, all those who, any others, non-devotees, Aravindaksha, O lotus-eyed one, Vimuktamanina, who consider themselves liberated, Tvayi unto you, Astabhavat, without devotion, Avishuddha Buddhaya, whose intelligence is not purified, Aruya, having ascended, Krichena, by severe austerities and penances, Parampadam, to the supreme position, Tata, from there, Patanti, fall, Adha, down, Anadrita, without respecting, Yushmat, your Angrayaha, lotus feet. O lotus-eyed one, those who think they are liberated in this life but are without devotional service to you, are of impure intelligence. Although they accept severe austerities and penances and rise to the spiritual position to impersonal Brahman realization, they fall down again because they neglect to worship your lotus feet. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10-32. Main point is, when one neglects the service to the lotus feet of Krishna, when one does not have any adoration, any respect or honor for Lord's service, they fall down. They don't appreciate Krishna's position because they have the envy. Cannot surrender unto Krishna. It's very difficult, you know, for the jnanis, impersonalists, to surrender unto Krishna. And in general, also many people have the problem to surrender unto Krishna. Why? Because they're envious of Krishna. Surrender means I have to be subservient to Krishna, right? I have to be subordinate to Krishna, subservient. And that I don't like it. That I don't like it even for the God. I don't like it. Even for the Supreme Lord, no. Surrender means I have to be subservient to Krishna. Because the envy is there in the heart, they cannot surrender. And simple-hearted devotees are so happily surrendered. They understand, oh, Krishna is the Supreme. I am His family. I am part of Krishna's family. Okay. Let me serve Him. Let me serve the best. Because anyway, service is my nature. I cannot survive without giving service to others, right? Why not to give service to the best person? Krishna is the best person. He's the most loving person, lovable person, and merciful person. The qualities are so attractive. Easily a devotee can give himself or herself to Krishna, become subservient to Krishna. No envy. No envy. So, Bhagavatam says, Nirmat Saranam Satam. Bhagavatam is for those whose heart is free from envy. So it's very important to have a heart without envy. And Srila Prabhupada created a society who is free from envy. Devotees society means devotees who are free from envy. Immediately they accept the supreme position of Krishna, not theoretically, practically. Become a subservient, submissive servant of Krishna with love. So the jnanis, they think, they consider themselves that they are liberated. So by the knowledge, dry knowledge, without applying the knowledge. But actually they are avishuddha buddhaya, their intelligence is very contaminated, not purified. Vimuktamanina. Same point Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jnani Muktakori Mane. They consider themselves as if they are liberated. Actually, not. Without devotion, heart cannot be purified. Heart, when becomes submissive to Krishna's will, gets purified. Under any circumstances. That's why a devotee remains peaceful and submissive toward the will of the Lord. Okay, if Krishna, whatever Krishna desires, let it happen. Not my will, my Lord, your will thy be done. Okay? Thy will be done, sorry. Not my will, thy will be done. Your will should be done, not my will. Naturally submissive position. A naturally submissive, humble devotee never considers that he is a great devotee or whatever. Because it depends on Krishna. Let Krishna decide what kind of devotee I am. Am I a good devotee or bad devotee, or whatever service I'm doing, is it good or bad? Let Krishna decide. My constitutional position, my natural affinity is to serve Krishna. Natural affinity, natural inclination is to serve Krishna, love Krishna, and rest of the things Krishna will decide. Let Krishna decide. They depend on Krishna's thoughts, judgment, Krishna's decision, not my decision. Krishna, whatever Krishna thinks, that is most perfect. I accept wholeheartedly. This is bhakta. But the jnanis, they don't have this affinity for devotional service. Without engaging themselves in the devotional service, they neglect the lotus feet of Lord due to envy. They neglect the service to Lord, although they go to the very high position due to severe austerities and penances, but eventually they fall down. Because that is not the constitutional position, not stable position. They come down. Impersonal Brahman realization is not our ultimate realization, right? So Krishna is the last word of Absolute Truth, and we are so fortunate that we are understanding about the Absolute Truth from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this chapter is very wonderful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining the verse Atmaramas, who takes pleasure in the soul, their Atmarama. Ultimately, devotees are Krishna Rama. They take pleasure in Krishna. Atmaram goes up to Paramatmaram or Parabrahmaram or Krishnaram. Means they take pleasure in the service of Krishna. And they are always glorified. They are always joyful, satisfied, happy in rendering service to Krishna. All right? So thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you everyone for patiently hearing this class. So I thank you. I'm so grateful to all of you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So we have covered up to 131. Is there any question or comment here?
Thank you so much, Mataji. It was so nice to hear from you.
Thank you.
Wonderful class. Thank you for your assistance. Is there any comment or question for Mataji?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat. Thank you, Mataji, for explaining so beautifully. Very beautiful verses and very nice explanations. Thank you very much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada is explaining, Mahaprabhu is explaining, so wonderful. We are simply fortunate to read these verses, right? And realizing the point. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Anything
Hare Krishna.
Else? Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Are you still there? Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, are you still there? Or am I disconnected?
Oh, Mataji, you are
there. You are there.
Are you there?
Okay. All right. Okay.
I think Gaurangi Mataji wanted to say something.
Yeah. I didn't hear anything. I'm not hearing anything from her. I know.
In a call, Mataji, but I don't know.
I see. So, anyone wants to say something? Okay. I think something is happening to Gaurangi. So,
yeah, Mataji.
Maybe some technical problem.
Dandavat Pranam.
Hari Bol. Dandavat Pranam, Mataji. How are you?
Okay. So far.
Nice to hear you. Yeah. Nice
hear you also.
Thank you.
Are you in Mayapur or first moving?
Yeah. Okay. No. For 1 month only we had gone to America. Now we are here. This is our home.
That's good.
This is our home. This is our final station. After that, I don't know what will happen.
Then the station is there. And then there will be Palki coming. Krishna.
Yeah, let Krishna decide whatever is
Rangas.
Will. Whatever is Krishna's will. Yeah.
Prabhuji is okay.
Yeah, Prabhuji is okay.
Maybe so. I don't know. I'm hoping to go. But I don't know if I will be able to go or not. We'll see.
Acha. I think Gaurangi cannot contact us right now for some technical problem maybe. So I think we can end the class now.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Gayatri Mataji, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam, Shilap Savitri Mataji, H.C. Savitri Mataji, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam. As usual, your association is so important for us. Please give your association regularly. Again, Dhanvat Pranam, Shilap Prabhupada Shilap Gurudev Ki Jai, H.C. Savitri Mataji Ki Jai.
Dhanvat Pranam to Vrinda Gopal, you too. Wonderful to hear from you. It's very encouraging that everyone says, you know, nice thing about this, you know, discussion. Very encouraging. It's all Guru Maharaj's Kripa, Vaishnav Kripa, Krishna Kripa, Sadhu Sangha Kripa, all Kripa.
Kripa.
Nothing else. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. So, yeah.
नमो
नमो अनंतकोटि वैष्णवबिंदु की जय श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत की जय शिल प्रभुपाद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल हरे कृष्णा Good night. Good night.